I'm a tough kid. I was born in Brooklyn. I did not have money. My family was very poor. I was in gangs. I had to fight my way through school. So I've always kind of just been aware about a lot of things. And this particular day, I went to the gym, came back, took a shower, and no one's aware of his body more than me because I've worn spandex a long time.
Fair enough.
And how ironic, lipstick and high heels. So it's just creepy when you really look at the whole kind of thing. And anyway, I got out of the shower, and so I do know my body very well. And I was just touching my left breast, and the nipple really hurt a lot. And it was hard, like a cyst. Because, again, men think we'll get prostate cancer, or we get the huge, big heart attacks, and that's it for us. We don't think of breast cancer. In a million years would I ever think of that. My alarms went off in my brain, and it said, this is more, Peter, than maybe a cyst. And so my wife at the time was also going through cancer, believe it or not. I was just going through all that depression about her and her and her. But it yet made me all of a sudden think of cancer myself. And so I said, hey, babe, you know, I got this thing and it's hurting me. And so she's that same day she was going to see her doctor. She said, come with me. And while I'm there, we'll tell her. And she said, look, Peter, if my husband had this, I would immediately send you over to Alex Switzel to go there. And I want you to go now.
Oh, my.
I said, I'm going to call him right up and get you right in. I think she knew and she just didn't want to scare me. So I went over there. And I was sitting in the room with all these women, and I've seen it all in my rock and roll history, but I was in a room with women who, you know, wearing kerchiefs on their head because they were going through chemo. Some lost their breasts. Some were going to lose them. Some were going to die. It was, you could feel it in the room. And I'm a sensitive guy, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm the only man in the room. And so when I read the stuff, the questions are all for women. No questions for men, all for women. So, I started feeling strange, and finally I got to see Alex, and he said to me, look, go get a biopsy, and then we'll take it from there. Went in for surgery, and I got the surgery over with, and I got a call on a Saturday, I'll never forget it, where they live, it's Alex, and he goes, hey, Peter, are you standing or sitting? Holly, I don't know about you, but that kind of stand and sit in phone calls, those are the worst. And I went, what do you mean? He goes, well, Peter, you have cancer of the breast. You have breast cancer. I said, you're kidding. He goes, no. You do. You are a miracle. If you came in so soon, you don't need chemo, you don't need medication, you're not going to have to go through hell and lose that great head of hair of yours, you're not going to have to suffer. I'm going to go back in, I'm going to take it out, I'm going to remove your nipple, I'm going to go and take your lymphoids out, just in case it's going to go there or went there. I don't know. So now when I went back into surgery, I was a wreck. Now I knew I had cancer. It wasn't like before. And my blood pressure must have been 300 until they give you that jungle juice and see you. And he did the procedure as he would a woman, took my nipple off, did all that stuff, my lymphoids. I woke up. He said it was a successful operation. Sure enough, he called me that, and he said, everything's great. I got everything. It's cool, you know. And so I went in for my test, and everything was great. And time passed, and I didn't say nothing to no one because I hate the tabloids. We all do. They are so cruel. I was not going to be put on that kind of display, especially with breast cancer. I can only imagine the jokes being found in
right.
Kiss, the way we were always in lipstick and maybe, you know, it was just I was in such a dark place, Holly. It was the worst place. I don't want to ever go back there. I don't see commercials on TV. I'd like to change that ribbon and put a pinch of blue in it. And I'd like to change the literature in an office for a man so when he comes in, it's not so evasive that it's all for women. I'm not a hero. I'm just want maybe to get it to men that this really exists. It really can happen to you and you could die. That's as simple as it can be. And if one guy gets this, I'm hoping that Jesus really gives me an extra voice. I was, you know, amazed and realized the ignorance. And I'll say that word to men because I swear to you, every time I tell a guy, you know, you got to really check yourself, dude. That sounds kind of crazy because men think, oh, I don't got boobs. But yeah, you do. And you got other things. And if you feel anything, trust me, tell your wife immediately and go get a mammogram immediately.
Do you think that if your wife wasn't going through the same thing, you would have acted on it right away?
Not as fast. I'm a macho Italian-Irish kid, and I played half my career without a shirt on, so I probably would have said, you know, I think I got a cyst in my nipple, and maybe in a few days make me an appointment. We'll go see a doctor, check it out. And little do I know, you know, I was told that every friggin' minute counts.
Mm-hmm.
Every second counts. Every day counts. It spreads fast. And I probably would not have acted as fast, and I probably maybe would not be here. When you are an entertainer, I guess, and you get on a stage and play for 100,000 people every night, I have felt superior. I have felt above kind of it all at times, where I felt more, you know, the audience was kind of civilians and we were the artist and we were kind of a little above certain things, and certain things won't touch me. You know, I won't get that. Boy, was I wrong. That is one great lesson I learned, that it really knocked a few pegs down where, oh, you know, us artists are just so not touchable. That's baloney.
Talking to the common man, I mean, I could jump on the radio this afternoon and say, hey guys, Peter Criss had breast cancer, so maybe you should go and get yourself checked. They'd be like, yeah, whatever, Holly, you suck.
Right.
But coming from you, and you've touched on this, you said you have been in like one of the most macho bands of all time. And if you could kind of sum it up in just a few words, what is the one thing that you as Peter Criss could say to these people?
My words, early detection. What's the big deal if you feel a lump and it's not supposed to be there? Immediately go and check it out.